Good morning, everybody. My name is Joe Miyashita, and next year I will be attending St. Mary's College of California in the Bay Area. First and foremost, I hope that everyone is staying safe during this tumultuous time in our lives. Today is a special day. It is a day in which we celebrate all the incredible mothers in our lives and recognize their impact on each of us. My mom is, to quote Psalm 31, my rock, my castle, my crag, and my stronghold. Without her, I would not be half the man I am today. In a literal sense, she is my castle in that she provides a roof over my head and puts food on the table. However, as the psalm communicates, this castle is much more than that. The castle that is my mother taught me about empathy. Ever since I can remember, my mother has kept a box of Clif Bars and waters in the front seat of her car. No, these were not for me, my sister, or herself. They were for the homeless people that she would pass by on her drive to and from work. She is not just a castle for me and the rest of our family. She is a rock and a castle for those she crosses paths with, treating everybody with loving kindness and compassion. The castle that is my mother has also saved me from my worst enemy, myself. This was best highlighted during the most stressful time of my life, the college application and selection process. My stress levels skyrocketed as soon as the college applications opened last summer. I was constantly doing research on what schools might be a good fit, what schools might have the programs I wanted, and what schools might be too costly to attend. Oftentimes, I would isolate myself, not talking to any of my family, and during dinner time, I would lash out of irritation and anxiety over the most trivial things. I was acting self-destructive. And yet it was my mother who, during this time, came to my aid. It was my mother who guided me through the college search process. It was my mother that took time out of her work days and weekends to research schools for me, for and with me. And most importantly, it was my mother that assured me that no matter where I decided to go, she would still be the proudest mother in the world. My mother has and always will be my tower of strength. And one way or another, I am sure that each and every one of our mothers has served as a castle or a stronghold. With that being said, I would like us all to do some reflection on how we can be a tower of strength for someone else. As my mother has demonstrated, it doesn't have to be something grandiose. All it takes is a protein bar and a water bottle, a group of friends coming together on a Friday night to boil eggs for the homeless, and/or a couple hours out of your week to volunteer at St. Luke's, Harbor Interfaith, or Mama Hills. All of these examples are relatively ordinary. However, if we, as Mother Teresa once said, do ordinary things with extraordinary love, we can, like our mothers, become a rock and a castle for others in our lives. So let us take today and the rest of our lives to appreciate our mothers and strive to be like them, for without them, we would not be where we are today. Amen.
Pray with me. Father God, I just want to come before you and thank you for day, for each breath of life that you are giving to us. Please help us to never take those for granted. I pray in this crazy situation and in all other situations in life that you will help us to keep our eyes on you, to keep our hope in you, and to just listen for your will in all situations. Amen. Good morning, all, and happy Mother's Day. Obviously, this year is a little bit different, but God is still using us through this unconventional time. First, I'd like to introduce myself. Hi, my name is Sophia Pilat. I have 2 weeks left in my entire high school career, and then in the fall, I will be heading off to Santa Barbara at Westmont College. Go Warriors! I've been going to St. Francis all of my life and will miss my parish family dearly. Today I'll be focusing specifically on the rock and the castle David mentions in Psalms 31 verses 1 through 5. Now, when I first read this passage, the word rock and castle both jumped out at me. When I read rock, I had my sixth grade brain come back to me. It yelled, igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary. But as I sat with this idea of God being a rock just a little bit longer, I came up with more powerful words. Words such as mighty, immovable, and permanent. David talks about this castle-like shelter the Lord offers to us. Castles are protection, massive, and most importantly, impermeable. God is more mighty than we could ever imagine. His permanence of love for us is as unchanging as a great boulder. This type of unconditional love God has for us is the same type of love that he imparts into a mother's heart. Castles have a great fortitude to withstand even the most torrential storms throughout the year. A mother creates the same type of shelter for her children by providing them with stability throughout all the seasons of life. There have been countless times where I have come home from either school or work, and the first thing that I do is run into my mother's arms and cry. Her love is like a rock, strong, solid, and unwavering. Her presence is like a castle, a sanctuary. Like God's love, nothing can change this innate love. This type of stability allows for an oasis, no matter the situation. We can find this peace in God, as well as the heart that God gave to mothers. My mother has a very special and unique heart that God has given to her. She is such a beautiful woman. She doesn't need makeup on her face or diamonds around her neck. She just is beauty. Deeper than all of this is her radiant inner beauty. She has this ability to light up a room when she walks in without even smiling or saying a word, but just allowing the light from her soul to shine through her eyes. She is the type of woman who comments on every single flower and how pretty it is whenever we go walking during quarantine, which, let me tell you, is basically every day. She's the type of woman who cries at all Subaru commercials, especially the ones with the cute dogs in them. And she laughs uncontrollably at jokes that aren't really that funny. Mom, I'll miss your cooking and your warm smile when I get home from school. I'll miss you commenting on how many points you're scoring on online Scrabble. I'll miss sharing avocados with you. I'll miss helping you post on Instagram and helping you navigate technology, we'll say. I'll miss late night chip snacking while we're either doing a puzzle or watching Survivor. I'll miss nagging you to moisturize your face. We are sand compared to the boulder that God is. However, sand is made up of this broken rock. It is smoothed and refined by the ocean. We all have God in our hearts and in our souls, and we are being shaped by his guiding hand throughout our lives. Just like God, our mother's lessons will remain within us wherever we go. We can hear her wisdom. Because of God, we are given moms, and through moms, his light shines through. Just like mothers, may we all open our hearts and let God shine in them too. Amen.